our school!
Dozens of students, teachers, and union members held a rally at Fremont High School, urging the school district to keep the school doors open. Carla Beltran is a student organizer at Fremont High.
If our administrators, faculty, and parents choose to turn their backs on our school and education, we will take action to assure our voices are heard.
Tuesday's protest was in response to last week's announcement by LAUSD Superintendent Ramon Cortinez, who says the school district will reconstitute the school or shut it down and start it up again from scratch. The school district plans to reconstitute other low-performing schools that do not turn things around. This marks the first time that the controversial measure has been adopted by LA public schools.
Cortinez is going about it the wrong way.
That's senior Shakara Grimes.
I understand he wants change and it's time for change, but you can go about it a different way.
Chicago and Pasadena are two cities that have used the strategy to fix low-performing schools. Superintendent Cortinez has said that reconstitution is meant to address Fremont's high dropout rates and low test scores. English teacher Matt Taylor says the union has tried to work with the school district, but their efforts were ignored.
That's what we've been asking for over the years, collaboration. And instead of doing that, it's very easy for them to dictate a top-down kind of reform like reconstitution.
As part of reconstitution, the school district will require all teachers to reapply for their jobs. Teachers who lose their positions will be allowed to remain at LAUSD, but at other schools. Fremont High School alum Danny Diaz doesn't think teachers should be blamed for the school's problems.
But they need to help instead of just firing or pointing fingers.
On the other hand, student Shakara Grimes agrees that a few teachers should be terminated. But she says the school will lose good teachers if the campus is shut down.
A lot of students rely on the teachers, and there are a lot, I would say 99% good teachers here that he should not get rid of.
Fremont has made improvements in recent years, including boosting student test scores. Union officials say Fremont administrators also added small learning communities that have helped to personalize relationships between students and staff. UTLA officer Betty Forrester says reconstitution will disrupt the progress made at the school.
When you start and wipe out everything that has been built and try to knock it all down and start over, we don't believe that's the way to go. The way to go is to support what's working at the school site.
Despite the increased student scores, the superintendent says it isn't enough to avert a takeover. District officials plan to make the changes within 6 months. United Teachers Los Angeles is asking LAUSD to delay its decision for a year. They are also asking the school district to work with the union to find alternatives to reconstitution. Leilani Albano, Annenberg Radio News.